Today, we're going to break down 5 bad episode titles and turn them into 5 irresistible episode titles and show you exactly how we did it.
Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a podcast helping coaches, experts, business owners, or independent podcasters who want to do this full time gain clarity around why your podcast isn't growing as fast as you'd like and learn the steps you need to fast track slow and steady growth to gain thousands of new, highly engaged listeners.
Hello, and welcome back to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing. I'm Ty Gaucher.
I'm Anthony Wineri.
And today, we're going to break down 5 bad episode titles and turn them into 5 irresistible episode titles and show you exactly how we did it. Now, if you're here, hopefully you listened to the last episode, which was part 1, where we went over the 3 different types of episode titles, our philosophy behind making sure they are irresistible in the first place, and some tricks you can use to apply this with your next episodes as you create them. But now we really want to give you some case studies, some before and afters, if you like. So these are all titles that we've worked on with past clients, and we're going to give you the before state, and then we're going to give you the after state. And the after state means more keywords, more intrigue, really controversial where applicable to really grab people in, and very specific, so it really calls out the listener and gets them to stop scrolling and click.
Perfect. Let's do it.
All right. So example number 1, we have the before was understanding chakras and how to know if they're blocked. And what do we turn that into, Anthony?
Understanding the 7 different chakra centers and how to unblock them to improve manifesting. Night and day difference. Absolutely massive. It's funny, right? Because if you had a podcast that was just understanding chakras and how to know if they're blocked, it's not bad, to be fair. It's not bad, but it's not great. I think in this situation, Tig, for our listeners, we wanted to understand that good and good enough aren't great. That's not going to get total strangers to click and listen. But when we add some specific improvements, like 7 different chakra channels, it makes it feel what? More tangible. It's like, what are these 7 things? How am I going to use it to...
Right? That's very easier to absorb this information from the front end.
Perfect. And then the second half, instead of it going from how to know if they're blocked, like who cares if they're blocked? Like what happens? What am I going to gain, baby? Again, new listeners, they don't care about you. They don't know you yet. They don't trust you. What will they gain? What is the desired outcome? How to unblock them to improve manifesting. We're now attaching our podcast episode as something useful that they can use to help them get to a desired outcome. And that is what you want to do over and over and over again with these titles.
Exactly. I see the before and I think, what even is a chakra? I see the after and my mouth is slobbering thinking about how I can improve my manifesting.
And what I like about that as well, Tiger, is if you're someone who isn't into chakras, but you're into manifesting, now you're thinking, wait, maybe my chakra is a thing that I need to fix to help me manifest a bit more. So it almost plays on these 2 avatars, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're right. Gives it a bit of a broader appeal while still being, well, actually being even more specific, which is, it's weird how that works. So ultimately, what we've done here is we've made it more specific by quantifying it, talking about the 7 different chakra centers rather than just understanding chakras in the broad sense. And we've also pointed towards a desired outcome. So how to unblock them to improve your manifesting. Now, if you're still with us and you're thinking, I am very against all this woo-woo stuff, what are you guys on about? Stay with us. We've got tons of different examples from different niches. At the same time, it's good to be open. Good to be open. Hear them all out. Anyway, on to the next. Anthony, take it away with a before and after.
So the next one. Before, we had creating healthy boundaries and speaking your truth. Speaking your truth. Come on. Come on, guys. Look.
Yeah. Blah. What does that even mean again?
Yeah. But then after, we had how to create healthy boundaries in relationships and communicate effectively. So what do you think of that, Tig?
Well, I think this is much better. it's not hard when we started with speaking of truth, right? But I mean, healthy boundaries is a redeeming factor even in the before title. Creating healthy boundaries points to something positive that you would get out of listening. But again, it's still a little bit vague, right? Like I say, it points towards, but don't leave anything to the imagination in your titles. I think this is, if you listen to our last episode, we talk about always by default trying to be as specific as possible. And that is just synonymous with just don't leave stuff to the imagination in your titles. Really spell it out to people what they're going to get from it and how it's going to help them. So we've done that very nicely in the after, right? So we've got how to create healthy boundaries in relationships. So the how-to, you can never go wrong with that. That's a great way of actually showing what they're going to learn specifically. And we're not just talking healthy boundaries everywhere. We're talking healthy boundaries in relationships, right? Which grounds it a bit more, which puts something in people's mind. The reader and potential listener can imagine a lot more when they think, okay, healthy boundaries in relationships. And then they can actually start thinking about what that means for them, what their current relationships are like. Whereas healthy boundaries, yeah, you can still do that. But again, there's a lot more to the imagination. It's a bit more of a leg up for someone to really see how this title could help them. Would you say?
Yeah, I'd agree. And of course, then having the effective communication there, or communicate effectively, that's what a lot of people struggle with when they're setting boundaries. Mm-hmm. So saying, hey, this is how we're going to solve that problem, or one of the ways we're going to solve that problem. I think that makes a huge difference as well.
Yeah, and of course, I just much prefer communicate effectively to speaking your truth. All right, number three. Next up, we have Raquel Elsufi, so this is the name of the guest, and then followed by the kind of catchphrase of the title, shut up and listen.
Damn.
Wow, powerful.
So yeah. Powerful. No, I feel so bad. I feel like we're taking a piss. Are we being mean? We
are really taking a piss. And by the way, this is no reflection on the guest. Whoever Raquel Elsufi is, I don't know the guest. I'm sure they're great. They did not come up with this title. So that absolutely, I don't want to tie that together. The point is we have the guest's name and then we have the phrase, shut up and listen, right? The after is, does systemic racism actually exist? A conversation with journalist Raquel Elsufi. And I like how we say a conversation with journalist Raquel Elsufi, because for people that don't know who this guest is, which usually is the majority of a listener base, unless this person is like completely niche famous, we actually explain that she's a journalist, which then puts the topic a lot more in context, right? Talking about systemic racism with a journalist, right?
Yeah, not just the average Joe down the pub having a pint.
Yeah.
People in the US will not get that, but...
Yeah, true, yeah.
But, you know, just imagine the average person, you know, talking about like racism and all this and that. Everyone has opinions. But I think when someone's a journalist, it adds weight to the guest, it adds weight to the conversation, it adds further context. So if you are going to use a guest name in the title, number one, I'd really just question it firstly, whether you need it or not. But number two, if you do, if it's an absolute must, then I would say always provide context as to why this is important. How X person made 70 million in 30 days without any outside funding. So if you do have to have the guest name in the title, which I'd honestly just consider not doing, because you can get much further by adding intrigue or making the title way more specific. But if you are going to add it, this is a great way to provide context as to why this person's opinion matters.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's it. Guest name in the title, that actually will be a whole nother episode. But we need to make listeners care, right? And in this way, with the after, we've given context around why this guest is particularly qualified or interesting to talk to about such a controversial topic. And that brings us to the next point, right? Does systemic racism actually exist? That's the after, and shut up and listen was the before. Shut up and listen doesn't actually tell us anything, right? It's just created from a standpoint of being catchy, maybe fun, but it falls on deaf ears for people that don't... haven't yet listened, so they don't really get the joke, right? They just don't really have the context there. So we've turned it into a really intriguing and slightly controversial question, right? Does systemic racism actually exist? You really can't go wrong in the realm of being intriguing with your titles. You really can't go wrong with a question, right? Because it's intriguing by nature. You want to know the answer.
That's it. So on to the next one. So before we had applying to tech companies with AJ Mids, afterwards we had breaking into tech, how to apply to big tech companies to land your first job in the industry.
Wow. Oof. Okay.
Yeah, okay. That is a banging body transformation. Or title transformation, right?
Yeah.
That's a good before and after. And why I really like this one, mate, it's kind of like, it's taking something that's a bit boring, I'm not going to lie to you, like applying to tech companies with AJ Miz, firstly.
Yeah.
Who's AJ Miz? Don't care. Secondly, applying to tech companies, and so, what does that even mean? What am I going to gain? Who's this for? Why should I care? I guess I know who it's for, because I'm applying to tech companies. but then the afterwards, breaking into tech. That sounds riveting. I feel like I'm going to go on an adventure, you know, something that's super exciting, breaking into. I'll have to break into tech.
Yeah,
you know, that would be cool.
Right. But it's important to say, though, alone, if we just swapped applying to tech companies with breaking into tech, still doesn't really do the job, right? It's really about the part that follows that really makes this a golden transformation, if you will.
Okay, Tyke, so I'm now excited. I feel like I'm going to go on an adventure. I'm all amped up. And then we complete it with how to apply to big tech companies to land your first job in the industry. Not bad.
Not bad at all. Again, really specific, land your first job in the industry. For someone that is struggling with breaking into tech, that has been doing a lot of applying with little to no results, if they see a podcast that is specifically geared towards doing this without any prior experience, your first job in the industry, that's just perfect. You're just definitely going to listen to that episode, right? Because it's personally made for you. So again, this is how really calling out a specific type of listener in a specific situation can, yeah, it might not have as broad an appeal, but to every listener that is in that situation, it's just a no-brainer episode to listen to. I also like the way we've turned applying to tech companies to how to apply to big tech companies because, well, again, it's just more specific, isn't it? It's a hint of a bit of a desired outcome as well. Big tech companies, it just sounds a little bit better than just tech companies.
Absolutely. So, Tyke, the last one was the fifth one. Take it away.
So the last one, my top five supplements.
Dead.
Sleep supplements?
There's no context, right?
Brain supplements? The list could go on. We don't know, right? But the after is supplements. But the after is five of the best supplements for burning fat, building muscle, and improving your health. Whoa. Ooh,
give me that.
The penny just dropped. The penny really dropped. I feel like a whole new world has opened up before me, and now I actually understand what genre this episode is even in.
Genre?
Yeah, that was an interesting way of saying it. You know what I mean? But five of the best supplements, right? So not just top five supplements, five of the best supplements. You know what? I actually don't mind my top five supplements.
The only issue
with that is this is great for existing listeners who care about your top five supplements, but we're trying to optimize new titles for strangers, right? So my top five, it's like, who's top five? I don't care about you. I don't even know who you are yet. But five of the best supplements, this is a bit harder to argue with, right? It's a bit more objective. Objectively intriguing to someone that doesn't yet know or like the host. So you know what I said, I don't mind my top five, but actually that's a hell of a reason not to use. And then what else would you say is good about this? And actually you said you don't like that. Is it for the same reason or you got something else?
Same reason, mate. Yeah, same reason. I think anything that's like my biggest this, like we've done that before, but we know that we've made titles where we talk about lessons that we've learned from interviewing 10,000 plus podcasts, again, 10,000 plus monthly downloads. But lessons we've learned is associated to the desired outcome our listeners are interested in, which is what the hell are these lessons from these podcasters getting 10,000 monthly downloads? It's actually us pitching the podcasters and what they've done rather than us saying, listen to us, listen to me. So that's really, really important. I think, again, trying to attract new listeners, they don't know you, they don't care. So I have to think about them and themselves. If you're doing it with the intention of just engaging your current listeners, that's a different ball game. But if you're trying to get new listeners, understand that if you talk about yourself and me and things that I do, they just don't care. And then the final part, of course, is burning fat, building muscle, and improving your health. That's just a clear desired outcome for what people who are looking to stay healthy would want. They want to burn fat, build muscle, and improve your health. It's just perfect. It's just very clean, very specific in terms of what people gain from these top five supplements.
Yeah, it kills two birds in one stone. It actually tells people very much what the episode is about. And it also tells them why they should listen. It's addressing the topic and also giving the benefits. So perfect.
So look, there we have it, Tyke. I think that was good. We went back and forth, went through the before and afters. And I guess a recap, let's just do a quick fire round.
So we started with understanding chakras and how to know if they're blocked. And by making it more quantifiable and more specific and giving a desired outcome, we turn that into understanding the seven different chakra centers and how to unblock them to improve your manifesting.
We went from creating healthy boundaries and speaking your truth. What does that even mean, speaking your truth? To how to create healthy boundaries in relationships and communicate effectively, which is far more specific and speaking to a problem that we know the listeners might have.
Then we went from Raquel El-Soufi, Shut Up and Listen, to Does Systemic Racism Actually Exist? A conversation with journalist Raquel El-Soufi. We did the guest much more justice by actually giving a context around who they are and why they can weigh in on this conversation. And we posed a really intriguing and slightly controversial question that the target listeners should want to know the answer to.
Then we went from applying to tech companies with AJ Mid to breaking into tech, how to apply to big tech companies to land your first job in the industry. And this one is way more specific, far more exciting, breaking into tech, and gives us a clear, specific outcome we're going to gain from listening to this episode, making it tangible and very useful.
And then lastly, we went from my top five supplements, which doesn't tell us what the episode's about, doesn't tell us really what we're going to gain, and assumes that listeners care about us, the host, to then, after, five of the best supplements for burning fat, building muscle, and improving your health, which ticks all of those boxes. It's appealing to people that don't yet care about the host, and it tells people what the episode's about and actually what they're going to gain from this information.
Well, and there you have it.
For anyone listening the whole way through, I feel like that just could have been the whole podcast, that last 2 minutes. Like, for sticking around for the 10-minute foreplay beforehand. And hopefully you can start to spot some trends in how we take titles. And really, if there's one underlying trend, and we could have given a lot more examples that were maybe more intriguing or controversial. We definitely had at least one in there. But really, the trend here is you can always be more specific than you think with the way you're describing your topic and the benefits at hand, right?
So look, we hope you've walked away with a bit more clarity of before and afters, and maybe we've got your juices flowing in the right way. So when you create titles coming up, you can think, okay, is this good? Is it good enough? And remember, good enough isn't great, and we need these to be great. We need these to be exceptional. So use the strategies that we spoke about throughout this episode. Use these examples to give you ideas of how to improve your titles moving forward. And look, with all that said, we'll catch you in the next episode.